Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to my show. You're listening to Lorraine Gordon. I'm your online coach of ajourneyintonow.com and soon to be yourhappinessway.com. I've decided to rebrand myself because I've realized in looking at all of my teachings and all of my own particular seeking has been about happiness, finding ways to create a happier life, to create more joy in your life. And that's what I'm all about. So soon I will be yourhappinessway.com. And this show is about manifesting your dreams or creating your life the way you want it to be. And for those of you that aren't familiar with the word manifest, that means to take a thought and bring it into the physical, to actually make it happen. And it's important for you to remember that everything that is was originally a thought. I want to thank you all for making this show one of the top, in the top 10% in my category on Blog Talk Radio. And that's really with no advertising on my part. It's been your good wishes and your word of mouth and obviously the success that you've had with the teachings and telling others. So I thank you so much for that. And I will continue to try to bring you good programming and information that is healing for you. And most of all, teachings that are simple, in simple English that you can put into practice immediately to create the life that you want, and most of all, to create joy and happiness within. So, if thoughts are things, ask yourself, what do I spend most of my time thinking about? What am I thinking about right now? Could it be that you're thinking about what you don't like in your life instead of thinking about what you're wanting in your life? Because if you're spending your time lamenting, complaining, being miserable, and paying a whole lot of attention to the stuff in your life that you are not happy with, you will simply create more of that. Most of us feel that we're thinking about what we want, but in reality, we're thinking about what we now have that we're not happy about. So look within. Start noticing the kinds of thoughts that you're having. Pay attention to yourself so that you can get clear on why you're creating whatever it is you're creating. And take responsibility. This is unconscious manifestation, and I want you to get conscious. You see, you're powerful. You are more powerful than anything you've ever dreamed of. You are creating your life. How powerful is that? So, if we create with our thoughts, doesn't it make sense to watch your thoughts and learn to quiet your mind? Thoughts are things. Choose the good ones. Think about that. Thoughts are things as yet unmanifest. It makes sense to think on purpose. Choose the good ones. Don't let your mind rule you. You decide to rule your mind. And again, that's what these teachings are all about. You see, thoughts become things when we give them substance with feelings and emotions. So if you're looking around and you're feeling very emotional about the things in your life that you aren't liking, be sure that that's what you're creating, more and more of that. And I want to show you, I want you to learn how to start giving attention to what you do want and to think about that with the same degree of emotion that you do the things that you don't want. I hope you're following along with me. It's really very simple, but keep listening if you're not. As you look around at your life and even the room you're sitting in right now, You're probably going to see things that please you, and you're going to see things that don't. And the same probably holds true for the emotional things in your life as well, your friends, your family. You are powerful beyond what you may be aware of. So if thoughts are things, it stands to reason you must take responsibility for what is in your life. You've had a part in the creation of it, both the good and the not so good. So if you're liking what I'm teaching you on these shows, please go to my Facebook page. Right now, it's facebook.com/ajourneyintonow, soon to be /yourhappinessway, and hit like. Many of you have begun to do that, and I want to thank you for that. And I'm running a special on my two CDs now. I have one is a wonderful meditation called Meet Your Higher Self, and the other one is Living Life and Loving It, and very simple ways to change your life, to lead a life of joy, of happiness, of beauty and wonder and love. And these CDs normally sell for $14.95 a piece. I'm running a special right now for $19.95 for both of them. So go to my website, which is ajourneyintonow.com, and go to, on the left-hand side, Lorraine's CDs, and click, and you'll see you can get them individually or buy the two of them. And I suggest you get the two of them because for just a couple bucks more, you get both of them, and the shipping is about the same. I think it's $3 shipping. So it's a good bargain for you. Now, last week I had Lee Vickers on, and he does Bodies of Light. For those of you that are familiar with him, Lee has an incredible program. We had a lot of response to the show last week. I got many, many emails saying they really enjoyed it. And many of you decided to take advantage of the special that he was running, which is he has a 13-hour audio CD series called the Master CDs, and Master Series. He normally sells it for $50, and it is on half price special right now for $24.95. So if you're interested in that, go once again to my website, ajourneyintonow.com. That's not my Facebook page, just my regular website, ajourneyintonow.com, and click on the link that says Lorraine Recommends. At the very top of that link, you'll see a listing for his Master Series. So it's at a very good price. You might want to get that now. So back to the teaching. You deserve to be happy, and you have everything within yourself to experience happiness in your life. And often the thing that's keeping us from feeling happy is the accumulation of pain energy that we hold within our body and mind. This teaching today is on the pain body. I've gotten a lot of emails from so many of you asking to do more and more teachings on the pain body. The pain body is something that we all, every one of us, we couldn't be alive without having the pain body within. It can be thought of as its own energy field within your cellular memory. If you're walking this earth, believe me, you have some pain energy residing within you. And the purpose of this teaching is to discover it and release it so that it has little or no effect on your life. And then to stay conscious so that you don't add additional pain energy into your field. Experiencing happiness and joy in your life becomes very doable as you become more aware of your pain body. Now, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but it isn't. The more you're able to clear this energy, the more room you have for happiness, peace, joy, appreciation, and love to permeate your existence, and the more you will love your life. You see, the pain body exhibits itself in a variety of ways, and the effects of the pain body are powerful. Think of it this way. We all know the story of the Titanic. In its case, all was beautiful and seemed perfect above board, yet... And the ship appeared to be perfectly on course, yet the Titanic struck an underwater iceberg and sunk. The pain body can be explained for some in the same way. On the surface, everything appears to be perfect, yet forces that are unseen actually steer the course and run your life, and sometimes disastrously. It's important to recognize and dissolve these unseen forces. And we're referring to it here as the pain body. Most of us have suffered the loss of a loved one. Certainly betrayal is a common theme. And who of us haven't lamented about lost opportunities or what could have been. We can all look back at things our parents or our caregivers did or didn't do or said or didn't say that created pain or sadness for us. Perhaps you went through a period in your life where you were bullied. Some of us feel like we just don't belong. Or maybe you're feeling guilty for something you've done or something you wish you would have done. Many people experience feelings of unhappiness without a clear reason for it and find themselves easily hurt and depressed and not really understanding why. You see, we all have that energy of the pain body within us. And it can become activated in some at the slightest provocation. For example, have you ever found yourself overreacting to a situation and later you became shocked at how hurt or maybe even enraged you got over something when that actual situation didn't deserve that kind of attention? And have you ever made a vow to yourself that you would not ever again react negatively to something that's a constant occurrence in your life, only to find yourself fiercely reacting to it once again? You see, that's your pain body at work. Your pain body can cause you to have knee-jerk reactions that are way out of proportion to the crime that is being committed or what you view of as a crime. See, the World Health Organization estimates that over 121 million people worldwide suffer from some sort of depression. And depression can rob you of your physical vitality and your zest for life. And for the depressed person, things that once were enjoyed are now unappealing and everything feels hopeless or uninteresting. That person feels like they're barely living their life, and some even think of suicide as a viable option. This said, the pain body clearing that we're going to be doing today, and I urge you to do it with me, can bring you tremendous relief. And you can once again find happiness and a life worth living. So even if you're not terribly depressed, even if you just suffer from the normal sadness, anger, jealousy, feelings that most of us have from time to time, this pain body clearing is something you'll want to do regularly. I found out about the pain body the hard way. I had been an avid student of infinite possibilities all my life, a meditator, a reader, and a seeker of all things that taught you create your own life. You see, I believed in manifestation, and I believed and still do. As a matter of fact, I know I am the creator of my life. I didn't think I had a pain body. So without going into too much detail here, just know I had a very challenging childhood, as many of you have. And it's possible that I simply incarnated with a very big pain body. As a young child, my mother found me on the sofa for 3 weeks, sort of laying there despondently, very, very unhappy. And she brought me in to see a childhood psychologist. And I remember being very, very uncomfortable, and I felt like he was uncomfortable. And I went in thinking he's going to cure me, he's going to make me feel better. I certainly didn't know why I was unhappy. I just was. And I left feeling so despondent because he didn't fix me the way the regular doctor did, with a pill or a shot and a lollipop on the way out. When I left that doctor, I still felt bad. By the time I read about the pain body, I'd had a lot of therapy trying to figure out why I struggled with unhappiness, but I never did really figure it out. Thinking I'd rid myself of the pain body through rehashing memories and talking about my pain and depression ad nauseum with a shrink, I assumed it was gone. Well, that wasn't the case. Fast forward almost 20 years later, married with a beautiful life, a successful husband, a wonderful healthy son, a wonderful life in every possible way, the opportunity came for me to go to India with one of my best friends and study with Deepak Chopra, one of my favorite teachers. And once there, I was feeling very low, and I didn't understand the reason for my sadness. After all, it was beautiful. It was mystical. The food was fabulous. The grounds of the hotel were alive. I was with, you know, many hundreds of fellow Cirque seekers, my favorite teacher. There were even animals running about on the grounds. I mean, it was just gorgeous. And finally it dawned on me that I was suffering because of the pain body, and I couldn't figure it out. So once I realized that, I stopped trying to decide what was making me unhappy, and I just did the pain body clearing that I'm going to teach you here, and we're going to do a guided meditation in a little while. That's all you have to do. You don't have to figure out why. Just learn to purge it. And after that, I felt like I'd lost 100 pounds and I could fly home without the plane. I felt wonderful. And I came home, and I'd been a teacher of manifestation. And when I came home, I decided to switch my course and begin to teach present moment awareness, because the teaching that I got that tremendous healing from was through Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. And that is all about present moment awareness. So now what I bring to you is a combination of my two specialties, and that's learning to live in the present moment and manifest the things in your life that you're really, really wanting. Okay, so what is the pain body? It's perceived as anything that's negative for as long as you've lived, and it could certainly include time in your mother's womb, and many believe we bring it into this incarnation from past lifetimes. And according to Eckhart Tolle, the pain body can be from the group energy to which you belong. For example, belonging to women if you're a woman, or men if you're a man, or the part of the world that you come from. The point is, it's there. And if you recognize it and deal with it, you can live a fuller life in a happier way. You don't want that underwater iceberg, as in the Titanic, to derail you when you least expect it. And that's why you really need to purge that pain body. And this is particularly true if you struggle with depression or chronic unhappiness. Now, I'm going to read to you some questions, some pretty common questions, and give you the answer. So, what exactly is the pain body? Simply put, the pain body is collected negative energy that resides within the cellular energy field of your body. And this can be comprised of your family's collective pain body, your cultural pain body, or anything that you have actually experienced as negative or painful. And as you have more negative or perceived negative experiences, the pain body grows in size. The larger the pain body, the more conscious you must be, and the more pain body clearing you must do in order to release it. The larger it is, the easier it is to add to it, because it becomes easily activated. And when it is activated, it creates more negative situations. More negative situations can add to the already large pain body. All right, why does it keep adding to itself or getting larger and more powerful? In my other teachings, I explain that we draw to ourselves exactly what we are. We resonate or give off a particular vibration, and whatever aligns with that energetically is what we attract into our lives. So it makes sense that if we're in a negative place and energetically aligned with pain or misery or unhappiness, we're going to bring in more situations and events that are painful and negative in nature. When we're aligned with negativity, we perceive most everything in a negative way, and our reactions may be such that we feel hurt, we feel angry, or we may strike out and cause hurt. And in either case, the result is we add to our pain body, and this becomes a vicious cycle. So how can you break the cycle? The key is to become conscious of it and do the pain body clearing exercise. Following the practices set out in this teaching and doing the release meditation are very effective and can help you to break the cycle. And most of the time, the active pain body, once it's in effect, needs to run its course, unless you're very conscious. When you're very conscious, you can recognize when and if your pain body is being activated, and at that exact time, you can do the process explained here. And that'll help to release some of that pent-up pain and keep you from adding to it. So how do you deal with a situation that you recognize is activating your pain body? Well, first, bringing consciousness in is the first step. And then your realization that your pain body is being activated is what constitutes consciousness and awareness. And as soon as you're aware of it, you're able to take a step back and not necessarily react the way you would if you were unconscious. You accept the moment exactly as it is. Now, you don't like the moment. Otherwise, the pain body wouldn't have become active. And the truth is, you don't have to like it, but it is happening regardless. And all the resistance to this moment is not going to change what is. So many people are using that expression, it is what it is. Yet, are they really accepting what is? By the time you become aware of it, the moment has passed, and therefore any resistance is futile. So simply accept what is. And remember that the pain body is strengthened by resisting it. Don't push against it or try to get rid of the pain body at this time. Just become aware. Simply become present to what is happening and aware of how you're feeling about what is happening. And just keep accepting all of it. You could find your mind racing, and that's the time to consciously deep belly breathe and go to the body. You find the feelings in your body. You see, at times like this, your mind is usually not the best resource for you to use. It could be racing, or you could be thinking angry, defensive, or abusive thoughts. So just recognize that that's what's happening and breathe. Take a moment and ask yourself, where in your body are you experiencing pain or discomfort? And I promise you that an emotional feeling is going to have a physical counterpart. You're probably not accustomed to looking for it. You might think this is crazy, but I'm telling you, it isn't. Find a feeling in your body that's uncomfortable, a sensation that feels different in one part of your body than in the rest of your body. And then you simply breathe into it. Go to the body instead of the mind. At times like these, when your pain body is activated and your thoughts are very angry, it's almost impossible to heal on a mental level. Go to the body. So notice the position of your shoulders. Notice the feeling in your neck and in your hands. Notice what's going on in your stomach, in your chest. Stay aware of your physical senses and watch the torrent of thoughts that you may be having, but don't engage them. Okay? Ask yourself questions like, what am I seeing? What is the temperature of my body? What am I hearing? Just question yourself. Where in my body am I feeling a sensation, a stuck or painful energy? And like a reporter, answer the questions without emotion and become aware of your breath. Most likely, it's shallow at a time like that. When we become nervous, upset, enraged, painful, hurt, angry, the most common thing to happen is that we start to take shallow breaths, and that's when we need deep diaphragmatic breathing more than ever. So get aware of your breath and consciously breathe deeply into your diaphragm, breathing in, suck that air all the way down to the bottom of your belly, because that's where the bottom of your lungs are. They're way down in the bottom of your belly. So when you breathe in, imagine those lungs filling up very deep inside of your stomach and hold it for a little while and then slowly breathe out and imagine them emptying like a couple of bags in your belly. Imagine you're squeezing the air from the bottom to the top. And keep doing that. I promise you that's going to make you feel better. Then you, as you've scanned your body, make a mental note of the area in your body where you're feeling this pain or discomfort. And as soon as you can, write it down in your journal or on a piece of paper, something that you're going to keep. And describe the sensation. You may not be able to do the pain body exercise or meditation I'm going to teach you at that exact time. That could be you could be at work. You could be in the middle of, you know, some sort of a situation. You're not going to be able to take and do a 15 or a 20-minute meditation. And you can even do this in a couple of minutes once you get used to it. But make a note so that you can go back to it at a later time and then do the purging, because it's just as effective. But do make an appointment with yourself to do it. And then you continually bring your attention back to your breath and once again, breathe deeply. And if you can, direct your breath into the area of the body you've identified earlier. Just keep it up, and you might find this is enough to completely change whatever is happening at the time. You know, when you change your viewpoint in regards to a situation, often that's all you need to do in order to change the situation itself. When you change the way you look at it, what you're looking at can change. It's that simple. Continue to go into your body to the uncomfortable feeling there and try to keep your consciousness, again, in your body and don't engage with mental gymnastics. Okay? So let's move on. Why do you feel a squeezing or a contraction in the area of your chest or stomach when you notice that your pain body is active? Many people do feel it in that area. When we find a situation to be repellent or hurtful, or we simply don't like what's being said or done, often the body reacts in an attempt to protect itself. And that can be a shutting down or squeezing off. And that's in order to keep out what is happening. This is very natural. The unconscious thought is, I'm not going to allow this in, so I'm going to shut down. The truth, however, is that once you've even unconsciously perceived whatever's happening or whatever's bothering you, it already is inside. And then when you shut down, you're actually shutting down too late. What you've done at this point is you've enclosed and you're harboring the very energy that you think you're protecting yourself from by shutting down, but it's already in. So instead of shutting down or squeezing off, what you do is once you become aware that you're shutting down, go into this state of breathing and allowing. Consciously relax the part of your body that feels tense or uncomfortable and breathe. And in this way, that stuck energy can move right through you and out of you, and it won't get stuck. So why do you find yourself overreacting to things people say or do and really getting angry and sometimes emotional? At these times, you might say or do something that's completely out of proportion to the situation, and then later when you look back, you realize that you were off base. But at the time, you may react quickly without thinking. And if you do think, you're going to feel like you're completely justified and in the right. But later, when you come to your senses, you can feel guilty and remorseful about what's happened and your participation in it. See, at that point, you're simply reacting from a place of old wounds. And it's an example of howling in pain when you aggravate a sensitive tooth. A situation like cold liquid hitting a healthy tooth wouldn't even be noticed. But if there's a nerve issue there or a cavity, the tooth is very sensitive and you react in pain. And, of course, you push away the offensive cold beverage to protect yourself. This is exactly the same thing, but it's so much less obvious. The pain energy held inside gets prodded, and your reaction can be far more violent than the offense calls for. To an onlooker or even the so-called perpetrator, there may be no offense at all. But to you, the person whose pain body has been activated, it's like putting freezing cold liquid onto an exposed nerve. This is something we all go through to one degree or another, and the more conscious you are of this and the more pain body clearing you do, you will have less pain to get activated and you're going to find it happening less frequently. Now, what about when you're feeling a strong negative emotion? Are you seeing a situation clearly when you're feeling strongly negative? The amount of discomfort that you feel is directly related to your identification with the pain body. You can be almost certain if you're feeling a strong negative emotion and reacting from that place that your pain body has been activated. There's a difference in seeing a situation as wrong or unfair, or even disagreeing with a happening versus having a strong emotional reaction. When we're able to be objective and think and act rationally, we're not engaging our pain body, or we're very conscious and we're not allowing the pain body to take us and the situation over. So what do you do when someone you're interacting with is reacting from their pain body? Well, you're not going to change the way they're feeling by pointing out to them that it's their pain body at that particular time, because chances are that might make them very, very angry, even if they studied it. So I wouldn't do that if I were you. At first, just the fact that you're conscious of what is happening can be helpful. You can hold the space for healing. They're not going to believe you if you tell them that they're out of control and that it's their pain body. And that statement could add a lot more fuel to their already out of control feelings and maybe even their behavior. Chances are they're going to have blinders on, and the whole thing is just going to get you frustrated and get them angrier. So you stay peaceful, stay calm, and stay present. Breathe deeply and stay in that knowing place. And if you do, your pain body will not become activated, and you can wait it out until the time is right for a more sane interaction. As you breathe and hold that place of calm presence, it becomes easier for the other person to become present and calmer. And if the person is educated on the pain body, you might be able to bring it up at a later time. In either case, when the person you're with is having a pain body episode, do not attempt to get your point across. It simply will not fly until the episode has subsided, and you're going to save yourself a lot of grief by following this advice. Remember how it was for you when you were out of control and in full pain body mania, and it's exactly the same for them. So the question arises, will you ever get free of your pain body and not have to consider it? If you're extremely conscious, this can keep you from adding to the pain body and keep you from allowing it to take you over. The more you do the pain body clearing, the less you're going to have to contend with this energy. But as long as you're walking this earth, you will never be completely free of it. It would be like saying, can I go through the rest of my life without ever getting annoyed, sad, or angry again? Things happen. But it's how you handle those things that determine the quality of your life. What about your spouse does a particular thing all the time that seems to set your nerves on edge? What do you do? And you say to yourself time and time again, this happens every time, and I'm not going to react to it. I'm simply not going to react to it again. And yet you find yourself going back into the same old reaction when the same thing was done. This is a classic case of the pain body taking you over. When that energy is activated and you're not conscious, it will run the show, and you find yourself saying and doing things that will only hurt the situation. And in the end, it just creates more pain and remorse, and that causes a larger pain body for both you and your spouse. In order to short-circuit the behavior, you have to do a few things. Firstly, understand that it's your pain body and not really you, and that helps to bring in consciousness. Once you're more conscious, the less likely this will completely take you over. And secondly, by doing the pain body clearing when you're not in the middle of the situation, you'll have less of that pain body energy to get activated. You'll have more knowingness when the same situation arises and the consciousness to choose how you're going to handle it rather than just reacting. And if your spouse or partner knows anything about the pain body, you could choose to share what's going on and say something like, whoa, every time you do that, it really sets off my pain body. At this point, don't try to change what's going on. Just accept that this is the way it is and breathe. The breath helps you to become and stay more conscious. Don't push against your feelings. They are what they are. And by fighting your feelings or trying to deny them, they just come back stronger. You've all heard what we resist persists. Accept. Take a breath and accept what's going on. That's going to help it lose its energy. Acknowledge what you're feeling to yourself and, depending on your relationship, possibly to your partner. Just accept it and breathe. And the real beauty here is that as you behave differently, you break the cycle. Consciousness and pain body clearing is the key. As you act differently in a given situation, your partner will also behave differently, and the entire drama can change. You may find yourself wondering where the old behavior went. It's like magic. You see, as you change, the world around you changes. One other question. What can I do when I find myself in full pain body attack but don't seem to be able to stop it? In other words, I become conscious of my overreaction, my behavior, and hurtful or inflammatory words, but I can do nothing to stop myself. It feels like I'm on a runaway train, and I'm sure many of you can relate to that. You feel something and you start to talk about it, maybe you start to scream about it or you start to pout about it, and you can't stop doing whatever it is you're doing. Even though you're trying to stop yourself, you just can't seem to stop. You see, once the pain body is activated, it takes a great degree of consciousness to not let it take you over. And unless consciousness is brought in, it will simply run itself out before becoming dormant once again. As soon as you become aware of the situation, immediately start some deep belly breathing. And then, if you can, remove yourself physically from the situation and do the pain body exercises we'll be doing in a few minutes. If that isn't possible, simply take some deep conscious breaths. The breathing brings in more consciousness and connects you to spirit. Often, this is enough to interrupt the pattern so as not to create further damage. And ask yourself where in your body you're feeling the sensation, the pain, or the discomfort. And try to stay with the feeling in your body. Don't go to the mental justifications you're tempted to regards to how you're right and the other person is wrong or how unfair the situation is. If you go into it mentally, your mind will continually argue with the situation, and that's not going to get you anywhere. You've been trying to deal with it up until this point using your mentality, using your intelligence, using your mind, and it really doesn't work when it comes to the pain body taking you over. Go to the body. This is not the time to use your mentality. Locate the physical feeling in your body and simply breathe into that place. And the more practice you've had doing this, when you're not in a confrontive situation, the easier you'll find the process. Often, as you're releasing the pain and relaxing your hold on this negative energy, the other person involved will begin to do the same. You see, your mentality here cannot win the day in your usual way. Go into the body for relief and watch what happens. You may see a miracle in front of your eyes. I have a caller. I'm just going to see if this caller is interested in the pain body exercise that we're doing now. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, can I help you? Are you listening to the show on the pain body?
Yes, I'm listening to the show.
Did you have a statement or a question for us?
No, I'm simply enjoying the show.
Oh, you're just listening. Okay, well, thank you for being with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll get back to the teaching. I was hoping that perhaps that listener had something to add, but that's all right. I've got a lot of material to go over. All right, so you might ask yourself, how can I change some of my thinking so my pain body won't become as easily activated? And a wonderful practice is the following, and you might want to write your answers on a piece of paper and ask yourself these questions. What is a common thought or belief I have that I find painful or uncomfortable? Now tune into your body and make a note of your answer and where you feel this energy residing. Ask yourself, is that thought or belief actually true? And if the answer is yes, it is true, then double check by asking yourself if you would teach this truth to a child. Once again, if it's a belief, is that belief necessarily true? And where did you learn to believe that? And now ask yourself if the person that you learned this from is always right. Is it possible that they could be wrong about this? And you might want to ask yourself this. What situation do I often find myself in where unhappiness is the result? When you think of that situation, where in your body can you find the discomfort? Make a note. Now, you probably can't do this during this show, so write these questions down and go back to them later. Ask yourself, what situations do you commonly find yourself in where you feel unhappy? Scan your body and figure out where you feel it in your body. And then again, ask yourself, what belief do you have about that particular situation that could be causing unhappiness? And again, ask yourself, is that belief true? Or is it just something I've taken as truth without question? And if you decide that it's true, double check once again by asking yourself, would you teach that truth to an innocent child? And then ask yourself, if you had a new belief, could you find that same situation more tolerable or possibly even enjoyable? And then ask yourself, what could that new belief be? And write down several possible new beliefs that could cause you to actually enjoy a situation that up until now has been causing you pain. It's getting a little bit late. I want to make sure that we go into the pain body meditation. So let's get ready for that right now. I'd like you to loosen your belt. Hopefully you're in a place where you can completely relax, where you feel safe and secure. And in order to begin, center yourself by taking some deep cleansing breaths. And now close your eyes. Intend to relax your body. And breathe in by inhaling through your nose, taking the air deeply into your diaphragm, your belly ballooning out slightly. And exhale slowly, also through your nose. Your belly should contract slightly. Your shoulders should not be moving up around your ears, and your chest should not be pumping in and out with every breath. This is all about your diaphragm. Once again, as you breathe in, your diaphragm balloons out. And as you exhale, your belly contracts slightly. Breathing in and breathing out. 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 And as you listen to the instructions, just continue this nice, deep, diaphragmatic breath. As you notice outside distractions or other thoughts going through your mind, simply breathe and watch your thoughts. Don't fight them. Acknowledge the thought or the sound. Breathe and simply bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. You may find this happening over and over. Simply observe the thought and bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. Now we're going to do a 4-4 breath. Just continue your deep belly breaths while I explain this special breath to you. Don't do it now. Simply continue breathing deeply into your diaphragm, and once I've explained the process, we'll do it together. You'll breathe into the count of 4. And you will hold for the count of 4. You'll breathe out for the count of 4. And you will hold for the count of 4. And you'll do this 4 times. Now let's start. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4, breathing out, 2, 3, 4. 4, hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4, and hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4, and hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4. Breathing out, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4. Good. Just continue taking nice deep belly breaths and listen to the sound of my voice following along with me. Once again, as you notice outside distractions or other thoughts going through your mind, simply breathe and watch them. Don't fight them. Acknowledge the thought and simply bring your attention back to the sound of my voice. As you breathe, lightly scan your body to find the area where you're holding pain energy. And look in the areas that you've noted while practicing these teachings. So for now, we're going to start at the bottom of your feet. You don't have to be thinking about a particular pain or a hurt or an anger. If you have one in mind, that's all right. But you don't have to have anything in your mind at this moment. Let's just begin to scan your body. And as you look through your body, you're looking for an area that you feel may have stuck energy or that has a slightly different sensation. Maybe it feels less easy to move through. You'll know the situation. It might even feel painful. You'll recognize it. So starting at the bottom of your feet, scanning your toes, and now the tops of your feet, just as if you were lazily floating through your body, now move into your ankles. Now up your shins, make a note of any place you may feel stuck energy or painful energy. The backs of your calves, your inner muscles, moving your attention up into your knees. And now into your thighs, the muscle of your thighs, noting the way your thighs feel upon the chair that you may be sitting. The tops of your thighs, moving now into your hips, your groin, and your pelvic area. Just noticing your energy field. No need to worry. You can't do this wrong. Just noticing. Noticing where the energy feels a little different. Now deep into your belly, and now up into your diaphragm and your rib cage. Move around to your back. Your spine, the backs of your hips, up into your ribs in the back, up into your shoulder blades. And now that your shoulders, moving across and over your shoulders into your chest and your lung area, your area of your heart. And now notice your shoulders and down your arms, down all the way to your elbows and now your forearms and down to your fingers and hands. Bring your attention now up into your neck and your throat, your jaw, your face, your cheekbones, your teeth, your tongue, your eyes, your nose, your forehead, the crown of your head, and now right along the back of your head and your ears, noting where you may be feeling a little bit differently. And now, breathe into that area and hold and breathe out and hold. Just listen to the sounds of my words while you continually breathe deeply into the area you've identified. Just breathing in to that area that you've perceived as holding the pain. Hold, and then breathe out. Your belly is ballooning out with your in-breath, and you're mentally directing the breath into the area you've identified. Breathing in and breathing out. It's almost as if you're imagining that area has lungs. Just direct your breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And now as you continue to breathe, I want you to identify the shape of this pain energy. Remember, this is an exercise of your imagination. Don't get too literal with it. Just continue breathing, and as you do, determine the overall shape of the energy. You can't do this wrong. Just go with the first answer and the shape that pops into your mind. Breathing in and breathing out and breathing in and breathing out. You may see the shape, you may feel the shape, and you can choose to imagine the shape. Just breathe. Trust your own knowingness and breathe into the shape. Now notice, is the shape jagged and rough, or is it curved and rounded? Notice the shape and the outline. And how big is this? How big of a portion of your body does it cover? Continuing to breathe in and breathe out, breathing into the shape and size, and breathing out, and trust the answer that comes to you. Don't judge it as good or bad, right or wrong. Just continue breathing into the shape. And now, if the shape had a color, what color would it be? Just use your imagination. If it had a color, what color would it be? And continue to breathe into the shape, noting the color. Notice how saturated the color is. Can you see through it? Or is the color heavy and dense? Breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in and breathing out, constantly keeping your attention on your breath and breathing into the area you've identified. Breathing into that area and holding and breathing out and holding. Breathe into the area and hold and breathe out and hold. Now ask yourself once again, where in your body are you holding this energy? Has it moved? What shape is it now? How big is it? And what is the outline like? What color is it? Is the color dense? Or can you see through it? Simply continue breathing into the area and watching it. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Constantly bringing your attention back to the sound of my voice and your breath. You're doing fine. Remember, you can't do this wrong. Just stay with me and follow along. Now, where is the energy? What is the shape? And what is the color like? And how big is it? Continue breathing into the area. Nice, deep belly breaths. Simply breathing and observing. Breathing and observing. Now, where is the energy? Has it moved? In what color is it? Breathing in and breathing out. How large is it? Breathing in and breathing out. And now, what is the shape like? Breathing in and breathing out. Can you see through it, or is the color dense? Breathing in and breathing out. Now, feeling satisfied and trusting the process, you're going to begin to bring yourself back into this time and place. Continue listening to the sound of my voice and breathing, bringing yourself back to here and now, bringing your attention back to this room in this place and time. Slowly begin to move your head about upon your shoulders, rousing yourself now, noticing the energy shift in your body. Just move your head about upon your shoulders. Gently allow your chin to fall forward upon your chest. And slowly rub your hands together as if warming them. And now rub them together more briskly. And lift your head and lovingly place your hands upon your face, appreciating the contours of your face. Allow your hands to rest there for a moment, adoring and loving your face, as if soothing a child, and that child is you. Being very kind and loving to yourself, slowly begin to open your eyes, allowing the light to filter in. Slowly and kindly, and when you can, fully open your eyes, bringing yourself back completely into this time and place. Good. You did good. Remember, you can't do this wrong. Come back to this time and time again. This will stay on the archives for some time to come. I will eventually remove it, but it will be here for a little while. So feel free to come back and do this pain body clearing. Listen to this teaching over and over again and write the questions down that I posed to you earlier and answer them. These practices, these exercises, this meditation can change your life, can create a life of happiness and joy for you, and help you to purge yourself of misery, depression, pain, and anger and sadness. Now, how do you feel? Did you notice the shape, size, and color of the energy changing? And I want you to accept whatever happened as good. Many see or sense that pain energy morphing and getting smaller and lighter in color. Some people see it disappearing completely. And there are those who see little, if any, change. But do know that in either case, you have begun to clear this negative energy. Try to set up a regular schedule for this meditation. You can do it whenever you feel the need, and many people do it daily. If you give this the time and attention it deserves, watch how your life changes. You're going to see remarkable differences in the way you experience life and the things and the situations you attract and your ability to appreciate and love your life. Now that you've learned some simple techniques to clear your pain body, I want to give you a couple of affirmations that are designed to create happiness. And we're going to do the I am technique. Just follow along with me. And you can put in whatever you want. I'm going to use happier. So I want you to say, I am happier and happier day by day. I am. I am happier and happier day by day. I am. I am in appreciation of all the good I have in my life. I am. I am in appreciation of all the good I have in my life. I am. I am loving and lovable. I am. I am loving and lovable. I am. I am forgiveness. I am. I am forgiveness. I am. Do the pain body clearing, write down these affirmations, do them morning and night, and I promise you, you will find happiness that heretofore you may not be experiencing. And these things are really relatively easy. Remember, go to my website if you're interested in additional teachings and get my CD special now. Go to ajourneyintonow.com. Lorraine CDs, and you can get the two CDs right now for only $19.95, whereas normally one CD is $14.95. There's a wonderful meditation where you go to a place and you meet your higher self. I hope you've enjoyed these teachings. I will be back next Thursday, same time, same place. This is Lorraine Gordon, your online coach, bidding you goodbye for now.